Afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here is the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The Tennessee Department of Correction aborted Tony Carruthers' execution today. Shortly afterward, Governor Bill Lee issued a year-long reprieve. Prison staff failed to place an IV line. The lethal injection protocol says in that case, a doctor needs to insert the catheter into a much deeper vein, usually through the neck, chest, or groin. No one on site was qualified. There's a curtain covering the window between the death chamber and the witness room, and guards pull the curtains open after the IV line is in. Since the line was never placed, the curtains never opened. During a briefing, Lucas Fenton, a reporter at the Memphis Commercial Appeal, shared what he heard.
A man was explaining what was happening to Mr. Carruthers. Later on down the line, that same man said something to the effect of, "What's the pain like?" And then asked on a scale of 1 to 10. We couldn't hear what Mr. Carruthers said to that, but later there was what appeared to be some groaning sounds coming from the room. At about 11:45, they said that they were sending Mr. Carruthers back to his cell.
Heading into the execution, there were concerns that Carruthers is innocent and that the state refuses to confirm or deny whether the execution drugs on hand are expired. State officials approved a $30 million incentive package for the coffee giant Starbucks, which is planning for 2,000 jobs in an office downtown. The Nashville development comes as Starbucks carries out layoffs and closes offices in four other states. Not all are pleased with the state's incentive. Earlier this week, a group of select Metro Council members and local Starbucks baristas held a demonstration calling for the company to agree to a union contract. The majority of the Metro Council signed on to the letter to the CEO, citing concerns about the company's history of federal labor law violations. Conservative group Americans for Prosperity also opposed the state incentive deal, calling it a, quote, cash grab for corporate welfare. Incentive deals often draw scrutiny, though not routinely, from that group. Since 2018, companies in Davidson County